We're on Seaside Avenue.
Guilford town planner George Krall is pointing around a small shoreline neighborhood. There are houses in the salt marsh off to his left and Long Island Sound beyond them. Off to his right, more salt marsh with more houses in it.
You can see the marshes and the marsh grass coming right up to the edge of the pavement, literally. The drainage culverts right there at the to our right is the low point, and this area floods frequently, and Sandy and Irene was extensively flooded.
But these days, all it takes is a big rainstorm or an astronomical high tide to make Seaside Avenue impassable. Krall and others believe it's evidence climate change and sea level rise are at work. And even before Irene, Krall was worried enough about it that he began exploring what Guilford could do to prepare. The result is the Community Coastal Resilience Plan. It's a prescription for dealing with the likelihood that more and more of Guilford's shoreline could be underwater before the end of the century. And it offers some radical suggestions, including the almost total abandonment of this Seaside Avenue neighborhood. The plan basically suggests that the salt marsh be allowed to return to its natural state. The houses would disappear, except for some on a high spit of land at the end. They would connect to the rest of Guilford with a boardwalk, and a lot of the area would become public beach. Alexander Felsen conceived this and other long-range landscapes for other parts of town. He's a landscape architect who runs the Urban Ecology and Design Laboratory at Yale University.
Rather than a doomsday scenario, rather than looking at things negatively and that, you know, this disaster waiting to happen, that we were looking at an opportunity for the town.
Felsen says the old solutions like elevating roads and homes and hard structures like seawalls won't hold for the long haul.
Creative solutions are really essential right now. It's creative thinking outside the box.
And there's a lot of that in the plan. It envisions a Guilford of the future where parts of town can only be reached by boat. There would be new ways to deal with waste. Guilford has septic systems now, and many could be permanently flooded. And the plan contemplates new ways to provide residents with fresh water. The plan was also created with assistance from the Nature Conservancy in Connecticut, using its coastal resilience mapping tool to help predict Guilford's vulnerability to different levels of storms and sea level rise. Adam Welchel is the Conservancy's Director of Science. He says early planning like Guilford's will mean spending less money to rebuild each time a storm hits.
If we consider this issue now, we will have more flexibility in the future with the decisions that we have to make.
He says Guilford is way ahead of others in the state on coastal planning and could become a model.
If a town like Guilford can do it, every single town and every single municipality in the state of Connecticut do it.
But the plan is also designed to have the residents and businesses of the most vulnerable neighborhoods ultimately decide what to do. And that could pose problems. Take Soundview Road, a commercial area that floods frequently. The recommendation is to move the businesses, and that's something the fuel supply company East River Energy isn't thrilled about. A spokesman declined to comment on tape, but said it was disturbing that the company had never been given a heads up when it began major renovations a couple of years ago. But on Seaside Avenue, some residents and former residents say let it go.
People that are not willing to accept the concept of title change are just going along with blinders on.
That's Joseph Nugent. He built his home on the marsh 40 years ago and now plans to sell it because of the flooding and changes he's seen.
Where I used to have to go 200, 300 feet out to get fiddler crabs, I don't have to. They're literally in the backyard now.
Judy Fine moved to Seaside Avenue in 1991, but after watching the water creep closer in the flooding in Irene and Sandy, she sold her home and moved 3 miles inland.
It was marsh. Sea level is rising. I attended the coastal resilience meetings. I believe those maps. I believe that Seaside Avenue will not exist in not too many years. Whatever the cause, whatever the reason, there's no way that we can save everything as it is with what's happening. That's my belief. Nature is reclaiming what rightfully is hers.
Supporters of the Coastal Resilience Plan hope that in another couple of months, it will become the official policy of Guilford. Jan Ellen Spiegel, WSHU News.